Hello. Are we on? I got nothing, man. I'm switching inputs. Is that all right? Hello. Oh, at least I can hear something now.
Hi, everyone. Hello, everybody.
Okay. All right, we are back in
business. And Tyler?
Already did it.
Well, we shouldn't have all that singing part where I came back in and sort of singing hello, everyone. I don't want that part of the
podcast.
That's
the only part that I'm posting.
All right, am I the only one? Feels like it's been like 2 months.
It does feel like it's been a while.
Long time since I've seen you guys.
Long time, first time.
I almost called you a couple times, Mike. I don't know why. I had weird feelings about you, and I was worried. And I said, fuck it.
Thank you for caring.
I'll talk to him on the show. But I was like going, something's going on with Mike. I haven't heard from him. But then, you know what? I'm keeping up with you through Vine, so I realized that, yeah, insomnia and things are, you're alive. You know what I mean?
I'm fine.
You're functioning.
I did have big episodes, but I am fine.
There's two separate days where I'm like, I need to call Mike. Something's going on.
You know what's interesting is somebody else did call me and said, what's going on? And I went, what are you talking about? And he's like, what's happening right now? And I'm like, nothing. Then I just unloaded.
I'm glad that guy beat me.
It's frivolous. It's frivolous. You know?
Does that something to do with the popcorn?
No, it just has to do with me feeling me disagreeing with other people's decisions and taking it personally and then deciding to go on a tirade and a vindictive, like, assault on their talent and intelligence and everything.
If we were living in the 1600s.
Those people happen to be my bosses.
Would you try and recruit Tyler and I to, like, get sticks and rocks and go beat those people and then you would make the decisions?
Okay, first of all, as is the case now, you're the most violent one in the group.
No, man, and, it's the 1600s. I'm not really violent anymore, guys.
I haven't struck
anyone in a long time.
No, you know what? It's just, it's bullshit that in the big picture, I think about that dude loading the meat last week, and I'm like, I got to just shut up. You know? I mean,
what's
I'm
talking about?
What I'm
meat
irate.
Being loaded?
The guy who emailed us about getting cow juice.
Oh, yeah. I told a few people about that. Yeah.
What was his name? Gary?
The tongues. You got to let the tongues,
yeah.
the cow tongues thaw out.
You're
just covered in blood.
Cow juice.
Yeah.
Did I mention that I saw on how it works the haggis episode?
Yes, we literally talked about this, and I even played the clip.
Wait, what am I doing? Why am I signing into my fucking email?
I don't know. So, it's an interesting time for you to do it when we start a show.
Well, I do that for the film ball. Speaking of which, new film ball's up. I thought it was going to be a disaster and awful and horrible. It's five directors you hate, movies you love by directors you hate. Turned out that I liked it, though.
Shoot me a bone. Throw me one. Where did you get that old improv
postcard
from?
I'm going to show it to you in a bit, all right? We're going to get to
I
everything.
Made that in 2000. Or 2000
we're
or 2001.
Get everything. We're going to get to everything, all right?
What just happened?
Was at my parents' house yesterday doing a little cleaning out. My mom's getting the house together. I'm not sure why. It's just her and my dad, my brother, who doesn't really live there, but he's there. My dad doesn't know where he lives. Could be
you
a fishbowl.
Should probably just call the cops because it sounds like a suicide pact.
But my mom's determined to make the entire house clean as a whistle and kid-free, I guess. She doesn't want any of my stuff in there anymore. I was like, Mom, it's a big house. Can I just keep some of my shit there? She's like, no, you need to come get a van and get your shit out of here.
Wow.
Get a van.
To be fair, it's a small house.
Rented a van.
Did she really say get a van?
She's like, you need to bring it. I got text to prove it, too. She's like, I was going through that bottom room, and I thought it was mostly your sister's stuff, but it's mostly your stuff. You're going to need a big truck.
Wow.
To be fair to my mom, love her, great lady. Love her. I mean, God knows where I'd be without her, but once I got there, she's like, honey, I was just giving you shit. You don't have to move anything.
Probably at sea.
What?
You'd be at sea.
I'd be at sea? Yeah. I might be, yeah.
Because your dad would have flushed you down the toilet, and it would have traveled down the sewer system to the sea.
I'd be sperm.
You'd still be alive, too, by the way, I think.
Oh, my God, what if everything is living down there in the sewers?
If the receptacle, that is my mother,
the semen people are living down there.
All right, guys. It's not that great an idea. Let's settle down.
Every time they see an egg, they just try to jump into it.
So here's what Anderson does. He rents a van. He goes over there with the intentions to take out all the storage and boxes and stuff that we keep in there. Instead, straight to the backyard, hose off the nice big giant barbecue that they don't use anymore.
And took it?
And rolled it into the van. Yeah. And, shit. And I wanted to leave and just leave with nothing but the barbecue.
That's awesome.
But I didn't pull the ultimate Corona, which that would have been. And I packed up some boxes as well. And in those boxes, I found some interesting things.
You found some treasures?
I did.
Did you bring us all a treasure?
No, tie.
Do we get a treasure?
Found a lot of old movie ticket stubs.
Did you make us pretzels?
A lot of very depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll make pretzels one day, guys. God damn it.
Stay tuned for a future episode when Anderson brings us pretzels.
He's going to make them, not just bring them.
Oh, God. Okay, you know what? Hey, we should do the show the way we're supposed to.
The
do
van, so. Did it have a giant $29.99 on the side?
No, I didn't have a U-Haul. I got a rent-a-wreck, which is awesome and really creepy and filled with foul odors.
Yes.
Seats that are ripping apart, always on empty when you pick it up. Like bone dry.
I got to tell
you. Like, you better return it full.
Yeah, I rented a van to move my couch and stuff to the new place a while ago, and that van smelled horrendous. And the guy that helped me move, he goes, "It smells like someone left a sandwich in here." Like, it's that bad. It was, and I when I brought it back, here's the bad part about it. Is I rented it from a dude, like Mr. Cool, with his hair all, you know, slicked back. Like, I'm really an actor, but I'm just working at Enterprise for 5 years. But the chick who checked me out was incredibly hot, and I was totally embarrassed to even bring it up. Like, oh, it smells like someone left a sandwich in here.
Why'd you bring it up?
Because I had to. I didn't want her to open it and go, like, what the fuck? It's coming out
of
you.
That's why you get it from Rent-A-Wreck. And you know what? They literally, when they go around the truck, the van, bless you. And they look for, like, scratches. And, like, you know, if you were to get it from Avis or something.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a little nick, and you'd have to be like, this was here before I took it, and make them circle it. The guy says, as long as you don't total it, you're fine. Yeah. Bring it back.
It'd be better.
I was smashing into things.
It'd be better if he walked up and said, there should be a dent here, and just kicked the side.
Let's even it out, because there's a dent on the other side.
I told you what happened when I rented a car from Enterprise about a year ago to drive to San Diego.
Yeah, there was a sandwich and it smelled.
No, I rented a car from the same Enterprise on Robertson, and the guy goes, the insurance is $29 a day. That's the one I walked to. He goes, you want the insurance, $29 a day, you're covered completely. And I went, no, I'm already insured through Amex. Well, not really, got a $500 deductible through us. And if it's transmission or engine, it's this. And I went, how much is it, $29 a day? And he goes, yeah. And I go, good, because I'm going to trash this thing, to be funny. Then I pulled out of the parking lot, not looking both ways, and a guy was coming very fast, so I had to floor it off the curb, and then I realized this is my only chance to make a U to go back to my apartment, uh-huh. And I went, bam, bam, ripped on a U, while the guy was just looking at me like,
oh my God.
His eyes were right on me the whole time, and I was like, moments after I said, good, because I'm going to trash this thing.
That's what Bam and Jared did.
In CKY2K. Into a tree?
CKY2K.
Oh, I thought you meant when he did.
Was it the second one? CKY2K.
It was CKY2K. It's the only one I've ever seen.
I thought you meant when he crashed into a tree.
They lit fire to $9.
It. Yeah, they insured it so they can do whatever they want.
You know what car that was that I rented that day? It was the one I met the alien guy in Arizona.
Okay, very inside baseball, Mike.
What just happened, Anderson?
I came in with a really, really awful, ignorant, disturbing, random fact that I meant to research. And I just looked down at it, and I realized I have not researched it. So
that's even better.
Yeah,
I'm
give
bring
it. Yeah,
it up.
Lay it on us. Random possible fact.
I'm gonna bring it up, and it's gonna make me seem even more ignorant and possibly anti-Semitic than ever before. I mean, it's a loaded random fact, but we'll get to that in a bit. I want to talk to you guys about Brian's incredible insult to the show.
To our show,
Bald Brian. Yes, a listener, so he'll hear it. How are you, Bri? How you doing, buddy? Swear to God, he listens to the show just to hear his name. That's who you are, Brian. I know that.
I listen just to hear my voice, so I kind of understand.
And we're going to talk about some treasures.
We should plant some, like, whatever it's called. Like, we'll be talking about Brian Bishop towards the end of the show.
Just keep bringing him along. All right, I'll get right to the Brian stuff.
And it was not really listening, but that'd be funny.
Last week after the Film Vault, Brian wanted to talk to me about you. And he was telling me that I should lay off Mike Carano.
Why? What'd you do?
I shouldn't be so hard on him about not plugging the show. And I said, all right, dude. I was half listening and I was working on something on the computer.
Let me tell both of you guys, I'm not intentionally not plugging
that.
The show.
I would be furious at you if you were.
We
intentionally
know this, Mike.
That's what makes it even more mind-boggling.
I don't go into something going, don't talk about the after disaster. Don't talk about
it. We know.
Ty, last week, I don't think you even know this. All right. After we finished the after disaster... Remember Drew walked in at the end of the show last week with his shoulders up around his ears? Like, what are you guys doing here? It's like, all right, Drew, sit down.
What are you doing there?
And then I continue to produce the Mike and Dr. Drew podcast from Loveline. That's the name of their show. And Carano sat in with him. So he was like, actually, Catherwood wasn't even here yet. And right at the beginning, right at the top, I gave Drew and Mike shit for the lack of plugs, right? And I said, you're busy plugging away Mike, 3 minutes with Mike, but not talking about the After Disaster. And Mike apologized, and Drew said, okay, great. Catherwood comes in. It becomes a whole show. I listened to part of it. I was out in the parking lot. I was doing different things. The show's ending because the real show's about to begin. The pre-show's about to begin, and Drew plugs Mike, MikeCarano.com, 3 minutes with Mike. He did it again, too. He said 3 minutes with Mike, and yeah, that's great. And Mike's like, yeah, thanks for having me on. That was fun.
Jesus
and I said,
Christ.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. You're doing it again.
I checked out, though. Once Catherine got here, I totally checked out.
I could tell. You kind of looked like you're in between two like dictators.
Well,
or
I felt like I didn't know if I can get up and walk out. And I looked, really did.
You looked a little trapped.
No, I
yeah,
honestly
Mike
was
just
like...
Catherine just started talking about like sugar candy or something, like what kind of candy's good and what kind of candy's bad. It's like, all right, Mike. Love Mike, by the way. Love him. I do. Catherine. Okay.
That was kind of insulting me, just in case I would have mistaken that for me.
I love Corona.
Oh, well. Got it. Okay.
What was I going to say?
Back to talking about our podcast and the other podcast that we do.
Oh, so Brian says lay off Carano for not plugging it, and he shouldn't plug it, and here's why. And he gets like that because, Brian, whether you realize it or not, you come off as very arrogant, and there is a part of me that would love to slap you, and you really tickle that part of me often when you say these kinds of things.
That's that thing where people just think they can blurt out whatever they want, even though it's hurtful to some people.
You're a dick to a lot of people on the...
So Brian, and I let him know like right after I heard him, like, dude, do you understand how insulting that is? And even Logan had my back, which Logan is usually very Switzerland. He doesn't get on either side. Mm-hmm. But Logan's like, yeah, that was pretty bad.
The Asian part of Switzerland, right?
Brian says the reason why Mike shouldn't
Swedish.
Plug it is the only reason why people actually like it is because it's very unpopular and the very few people that do like it feel like they're part of a very select club. And if he were to plug it and more people were listen to it, no one would.
He could have left out the unpopular part, and it would have been a compliment.
Now, he might not have used the word unpopular, but, I mean, that's what he was suggesting. He was suggesting that the only reason why anyone would listen to this drivel is because there's very few of them, and they feel like they have the inside scoop. And if a number of people were to listen to this, Cat would be out of the bag, and no one would listen, like, overnight. Everyone would be like, fuck that! Sold out!
I love the idea that the cat's out of the bag and everyone checks out.
That's a pact.
That's a pretty good record.
Did you guys hear that other people know about this show?
Yeah, did you hear this record?
Damn.
It's really good. Yeah, I love that record. It's popular tomorrow. I'm out. Fuck them.
And there are a lot of bands that are like that. Like AFI, if you remember them. Davey Havoc, by the way, the nicest fucking guy in music.
Not only do I not
and
remember
the
them.
Girl.
I've never heard
wow.
them.
Because he looks like a girl.
No, I don't care about new bands.
He looks like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I don't think AFI is a new band.
They're way newer than the bands that they probably copied that
they're
I listened to when I was young.
15 years.
Oh, my God.
Old.
Yeah, what do they sound like?
I don't know. It's hard to.
Oh, explain. Mike would hate them.
Yeah, you wouldn't like them. But he really couldn't be a nicer guy. But their fans got furious when they started getting played on K-Rock back like 12 years ago, yeah. 13 years ago. And there was like boycotts.
How dare you make money over. After sacrificing yeah. your entire life to
Who
be
wants
a
dumb
musician?
Fans like that, by the way?
I do. Keep listening to the After Disaster. You know why? Very few of you.
Very yeah. few.
Very few.
If you can tell, if each one of you can tell one of your friends not to listen, we'll be thrilled.
If that was the case, you know how many like
That's
junior
our shirt.
High kids
don't listen to the After Disaster.
Can you delete your comments on iTunes, please?
No, please don't.
We've got a lot of Loveline listeners calling in because they're dropping like flies. Dropping like flies. Call 1-800-LOUD-191 if you'd like to talk to anybody here on this program. If you have any questions, somebody sent a tweet out last week saying. You guys changed the time of your show. God damn it. Tonight I was going to call and bitch Anderson out. I look forward to talking to you, sir. Call us up.
Sir. Hey, what was the random fact?
Mike wants it all and he wants it now.
The treasures are going to be more fun. So I guess we'll end with the treasures. I saw
we're
Jay
gonna
Moore.
We're going to forget about the treasures.
We're not going to because they're physically in front of me.
Physically.
Physically. Tangibly.
They're literally... physically care.
Bill Burr do a little stand-up comedy as well as Jay Moore over the weekend. Jay Moore, my socks were rolling up and down, as Diana might say.
Hey, okay, you said who do I think was the funniest, and I wrote back immediately and said Jay.
No, it wasn't immediate. I got that the next day in the afternoon.
It was immediate.
Wow, that's weird.
I wrote back. I wasn't invited.
Yeah, it
Fuck
was immediate.
Universe.
I was on the freeway when I typed it. When
AT&T
I typed it.
Can you guys get some technical people on that? Because that's wrong.
It's funny because I'm switching back to AT&T now because my internet service is so poor with Verizon.
Maybe it was Verizon's fault. Listen, I didn't get it, and I just got a J
Well, look at the
answer.
Time.
I'll show you. We'll talk about that off air, and I'll show you later. But Jay Mora, he's okay, whatever. But he was actually funnier than Bill Burr. And Bill Burr headlined, and I was shocked. Yeah,
he was funnier than Bill.
Bill kind of came in out. He felt like he mailed it in a little bit.
Bill.
Yeah, Billy, come on.
Did you talk to Bill?
That last spot sucks, though. That last spot especially sucks.
Did you rub his sweaty head?
Put my sweaty armpit on his on his shoulder. All right, inside baseball. Stop it. But Jay had this great bit. I might be burning it here.
Fucking
am I?
Burn it.
It's not like a joke. It's not like a punchline. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to do that.
All right, everyone, just go get a time machine and go back to last Saturday and see the joke.
No, you know what? It's just it's an observation that he made, which is fucking spot on.
What was it?
And I love it. So, is this considered burning material, though?
No, you gave him credit.
Mike says names of people that are in AA. This can't be worse than that.
Jay says that, you know, people always talk about commonalities that you got to have with your significant other and how it's a bunch of horseshit. And he and his wife have nothing in common. Like, and he gave a bunch of examples of how, like, he likes to have sex in the morning and she likes it at night. And, like, when he's watching sports, she's watching horrible reality shows. They just have nothing in common. And Diana's texting me right in the middle of this. And he says, common interests don't fucking matter. It's your common hatred. We hate all the same things, and that's why we love each other. And Jillian and I, this really hit with us, because Jillian and I have nothing in common, but we do hate together. like two.
Did you tell him that?
I didn't see him at all. I didn't spend much time backstage this time. God, that sounded douchey. I wanted to see the funny people on the stage, so I didn't hang out back there. But it's so goddamn true.
I got to be honest with you. Along with Tyler, I was sort of waiting for an invite, too.
Well, you know what's weird is you guys, I wanted you guys to come.
I had plans. I was at the Dodger game.
I had plans too, but I was like, yeah, maybe.
I was hoping that you guys could. And the night that you were in, I don't know if you realized what was going on, but Mike Catherwood, who big part of the morning show used to be, and is Kevin and Bean out here on K-Rock, the morning show. That's where Mike Catherwood came from. It's their show.
Yeah.
It's the April Foolishness show. And while you and Tyler were in there last week in the booth in there talking to Ann, who distributes the tickets, Mike Catherwood was freaking out because he couldn't get tickets. And it would have been kind of odd and a weird timing to be like, yeah, but can you get these two guys tickets? Annie.
That'd be cool. How could he not get tickets?
I don't know, but I had a row to myself. It was like my whole row was empty.
Were you in Atlanta?
Stop it with your inside
Bill Burr jokes.
Bill Burr jokes left and right.
Guess I got to listen to that podcast so I can be up on
it. He's been on fire the last couple weeks. He's been out of control.
It's been very good. What is this show, though? Come on. This show is just all about Bill Burr's show?
Yeah, why not? Everyone tweet Billy Boy and let him know that all we do is talk about him. See you, Anderson.
He's stuck in Irvine.
But I'm the one who doesn't know how to do my job, apparently.
I was stuck in Irvine shooting Gilbert Gottfried last Saturday night. And Gottfried, I mean.
How was it?
I saw him Thursday, and it wasn't that great. And Saturday night, it was much better, and the audience was overwhelmed with joy. He's you know what he does? I know he's known for being offensive, but he does stuff that's offensive and keeps building on it, and it's not really that funny, but it's like horrific almost.
Right.
Like he started with, I don't like midgets. Not really a laugh, but a little bit of a laugh. No, I'm serious. I really hate him. No, I'm dead serious. Like, I think they're subhuman. And he goes, like, if I see a monkey with a suit, I think that's more human than a midget. This is not a joke. I really find them to
be
repulsive. Gilbert. And then he goes, you know, he said something about blacks and Mexicans. I got my own problems, but at least they're human. And he goes, the midgets. And I was like, what the fuck? And the people I was there with, even the opening comic is like, what? What's he doing? And that's just him, I guess, because I've never seen him do stand-up.
How was he the Aflac guy for that long?
Yeah.
He was dropping
those
bombs.
I think that
bombs.
When he got fired, he said, fuck it, I'm going to cash in.
No, I think, he said it 30 years ago.
You know how he got that cash.
Yeah.
You know, when he's not doing Gilbert Gottfried, he's a very different person, and he's very sweet and very
I don't know
tender.
Him.
He is. He's like a tender little guy. And he's like very gracious and, thank you so much. Doesn't sound like Gilbert. His eyes are actually open. Strange.
His eyes open. His eyes are open during the show. It was weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. He does that character.
He had to search the room for midgets real quick.
But he does that character when the audience isn't with him. Like, his eyes are closed the entire time. Because it looks like he goes into this weird blocking everybody out trance and just whips through his material. Like, walks through like he doesn't want to be there. But when the audience was going, when they were very excited for him, he was looking at them. I get it.
I don't think people that are like big Gilbert Gottfried fans would be my kind of people. I feel like that's a particular.
That sort of makes sense. That sort of makes sense.
Like, who are you like, hey, who's your favorite comic? They're like, Gilbert Gottfried. You're like,
no,
that's usually my answer.
I could see it because he's one of these guys that has balls and will come out and say stuff like after 9/11 when he went on the Hugh Hefner roast and just made 9/11 jokes. Like, no one else had the balls to do that.
Now, is that balls or just misreading social situations?
I think when you put everything in jeopardy.
The delightful intersection of Asperger's and comedy.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate it for its daring, but is it really well crafted? And is that why he's doing it? Or is it just he doesn't know better? You know what I mean? Is he like the little kid on the playground that just goes up and says,
fuck you?
It's a
good question. It's a good question.
Tries to finger bang a little girl.
What?
Good question.
On the like, you know, there's always that kid, that one kid on the playground that would like go down the girl's pants.
I don't think that was a thing.
Because you went to Christian school.
No.
You guys were suppressed.
Not until I was in high school.
I went to a school. I'm not going to get into it. All right. Should we explore this a little bit?
Yeah.
I was listening to a daytime radio show, AM, and they were talking about the subject that I'm about to bring up here. I'm not going
to
say the name of the show.
No, I'm just trying to figure out who it is. I know who it is.
It was an older white guy, very friendly older white guy. They talk politics. They talk a little bit about everything. They like to have like parents on often that have recently lost children, which is weird to listen
to.
Yeah, now I'm lost. I don't know what you're talking about now.
Oh, it's like us.
No. Like if a woman, like that kid, that girl who huffed the air spray.
Oh, I know who it is. Yeah.
And, like, they'll have, like, her mom on saying, you know, we didn't know.
But it wasn't their mom, it was the dad. Oh, it was the mom and the dad.
I don't know if you know.
What is that?
No, I heard that. I heard that one.
Well, it's the middle of the day. And it's AM radio, and it's a conservative station. So, you know, they got to be careful of the way that they discuss certain practices and subjects. And they were talking about this one, and you could tell they were taken aback. And I really wish that I was in the room with them when they were talking, when those mics went dead during the break. And then I thought, oh, I can't wait to bring this up with the boys on the After Disaster. But we all know what moils are, yes?
No, I know it's Jewish.
That's like gringos for Jewish people, right?
Wrong, Tyler. You know what a moil is because you're religious and you know your counterparts.
Oh.
Thanks Moyles for telling him what he knows about it when he's. I just asked.
Yeah, hey, I literally just said I don't know.
Have you seen Seinfeld where they're looking for the moil? And the
I've never seen Seinfeld.
Wait, is the moil the guy that cuts the penis?
Yeah, he's the one that cuts the penis.
He's the
rabbi.
Guy, the bris.
They're usually rabbis, I believe, and they go over the bris and they do the circumcision on
I'm
the
not Jewish.
People.
Why would you assume I know what a moil
because
is?
Because you should know your enemies.
I only know it because of that Seinfeld episode.
You're Christian you hate the Jews. That's what you told me.
Your mortal enemies.
You
the
usually
Jews.
Know your counterparts. Come on. All right. These moils, traditionally.
Hey, shouldn't that be the rule if you're Christian?
You should know everything.
You should know every religion to make sure you're not wrong.
Right.
Shouldn't that be the rule for any religion?
That's called
why would that
agnostic,
just be Christian?
Right?
Yeah, you're right. It should be the rule for every religion. Hey, you want to be religious, you need to take some kind of college course in every religion.
I'd be fine with that.
Wait, isn't that called agnostic? Like you studied everything?
No, agnostic is I choose not to make a decision.
Oh, that's what me I.
That's what me I.
That's what me is.
I like, I'm going with
you
agnostic too over atheist. I like
that
better.
Yeah, because atheist is a person who has studied every single one and decided that they're all wrong.
They're not studied every
one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Atheist is like, I believe there is no God.
There's no nothing.
There's nothing beyond
well, yeah,
this.
But to make
agnostic
that decision.
Agnostic is like, I don't know.
No. If you're doctor
uninformed
atheist.
Uninformed atheist might have done research.
Or doctor atheist.
Doctor atheist sounds like a good superhero.
I'll say.
So the moils, they cut the penis there. Right, but it doesn't stop there. And I know this is juvenile.
They shave your balls
juvenile.
Too.
And I know that I shouldn't be having such. And I normally don't have juvenile reactions to things like this. But this was so over the top. And I feel like I'm fairly well informed. And I know what's going on around me with my fellow man, and from different cultures and whatnot. And I know that I come off as very ignorant and juvenile when I say this. But I was. Taken aback, blown away when I heard, and I swear to God I'm not making just shit up, that they suck the blood out of the penis.
Well, that's
from that
all
part.
For me, everybody.
Okay, from the baby.
I'm going with not a fact. And,
a fact. They talked about it on this show, and then he was, the host of this show that I was listening to was like texting a Jewish man who he knows, asking if they still practice that, is it safe, and I guess that the response was almost like, of course we still do that, and they don't have herpes. Something along the lines of herpes, and there's never been a case where a sexually transmitted disease was transmitted to one of these newborns. But apparently...
According to Wikipedia, you are correct.
What? How do we not? How is this not common knowledge? And it's still going on.
Wait,
hold on. There's an audience. The family.
They suck the
immediate
the penis
family.
Or the four?
Both. They're sucking.
Oh, my God. I'm going to.
See, but now you're juvenile, right? Because that's a tradition, and it goes back thousands of years. Cannot judge, as Corolla would say. But it's happening, like, all around us.
Hey, we have a huge
problem. Newborns are getting.
We have a huge problem. The fact that, at least in my head right now, I am not going to shake that I didn't know this. It's not that they do it.
That's the part that's so shocking to me, is that I didn't know
that. It's like a dirty little secret. That they kept from... This is better than Apple.
And you...
Better than Apple. Swear to God. Like, wouldn't that be common? Is that the first thing you'd think of every single time you saw a rabbi?
To be fair, of course. Apparently it's done mostly by, the Orthodox.
Yeah, the Orthodox. Which, yeah. There's plenty Orthodox Jews in this part of town.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Now,
this
I'm not disturbed by it. I'm more disturbed, just like Mike, that... And I swear to God, I'm not hedging my bets here, but I'm more disturbed that I didn't know that. And you grew up, you've been around like comedy for a year. How has there not been a bit about
this? Most people I know are Jewish. Most.
Now, are they ashamed of this practice?
Okay,
and they're worried about
isn't there a bit about that? Easy. That's like, as a Christian or as a Catholic, as soon as I'm born, the doctor fucks me in the ass to make sure I got it clear so the poop can get out. You know?
I don't think that's quite the same.
It's something you keep. You want to know something, Tyler? It's not that far off.
I would say...
You put your mouth on a little kid's penis to suck the blood out, even though all the rest of us didn't have to have the blood sucked out?
I'm just saying that's not as bad as
putting your erect penis
in a young child's butt.
Either way, the first...
Wish
your
I
first,
never had to say that sentence
One
before.
Of your first memories as a baby is getting your dick sucked.
I don't think it'd be a memory.
All right.
That is weird,
and,
right?
And the oddness is that...
Explains why every Jewish guy I know loves blowjobs.
Stop it.
What?
And there's an audience there. The entire family is sitting there.
Apparently, it's just on the wound. It's not like they...
Are they jerking off?
It's not like they, like...
The wound is all the way around the head, Ty.
Can we delete that part?
Why don't you unzip and look? Take a look there. The entire... Oh, no.
You know what? I want to look, too, because I don't know...
What if my doctor was Jewish?
Where's my wound?
Wait, how long is it going to take before the class action lawsuit comes out and all these kids get together and sue their moils for sexual abuse?
Your mom's like, what are you doing? I'm Jewish.
What? Mike, stop being anti-Semitic about it.
You
just
said, what if my doctor was Jewish?
Yeah, well, how does that put a wiener in my mouth? I don't understand.
No, your mom...
Oh, my
mom
walks
in and is like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm Jewish.
All right, I can't believe that I've been on this earth for this long and I've never heard this before. And you know what? The guy that I was listening to, conservative, well-educated, white, middle-aged man, older than I am, probably got 10 years on, and he was taken aback, but he had to be measured because he was on this station. He's going to be like us. Like, holy fuck, they sucked the dick! They sucked the baby dick!
I don't like it. I don't like this at all.
I'm sorry.
On that same show you're talking about 10 years ago, I remember one of them talking about the nanny, how the kid had a runny nose, and she just put her mouth over the nose and sucked everything out. That same show.
That's awful.
And,
that's terrible.
And then his wife explained to him, or someone explained to him, that that's how they do it in that
Who's
country.
Who's they? What country?
Peru.
I don't want to go there.
Not Peru. It wasn't Mexico. Maybe it was Mexico.
You ever heard of Lima, Peru?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what that's famous for? Hey, it's the second random fact of the episode.
I did know, but
this
is
almost as bad.
Is it the statues?
Youngest pregnancy.
Hmm.
What's the age?
Nine.
Yeah.
Five.
No.
Five.
Is that even possible?
Look it up.
That's
it might be nine, but I think it's five.
The last time I looked up, I confirmed that rabbis suck on penises. I don't really want to look something else.
Now,
up.
Hajmir is suggesting that they talked about this on South Park. That very well might be the case. And I kind of somewhat remember that because I've seen every South Park. However, I think I would have assumed.
I've seen every South Park.
I have. I think I would have assumed that they were just taking it over the top like they do on South Park.
I also like the fact that we are giving Wikipedia. Like, we're embracing it as a fact.
Oh, it is.
Even though there's probably, like, seven Jewish guys listening right now freaking out. That's not true.
It is just the Orthodox. But, I mean, there's a lot of Orthodox Jews. And if I was Orthodox and I was raised that way, it would be normal. But it's not to us.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And like I said, I'd like to reiterate, the biggest weird thing for this entire thing, the one thing I'm most blown away about is that I have not been told this little fact
I agree.
Before.
And you know what? I've done some creepy, weird stuff, too. Like,
here we go.
What are you, how are you connecting the dots?
My brother took the placenta from the kid, threw it in a bottle of vodka, and the next year we drank it.
Well, that's terrible. It's not as bad as the baby penis.
Oh, no, it's not even close.
Maybe that's what the worm is in the tequila.
Little baby penis.
So I was going through all these boxes, right? And I'm horribly sentimental. Like, it's debilitating.
I'm with you.
And there's no winning because I look at these things and I pull them out and I immediately become sad that that part of my life is over.
Memories.
And I'm
sick
of
these
that.
People.
I have to get rid of my storage facility. And I was there yesterday looking at everything and it's overwhelming. I just closed the gate because I couldn't take anything out of there. And I realized I can't throw this shit away. And I need none of it. No, I have boxes and boxes and boxes of paperwork and shit like you're holding in your hand that I don't need ever in my life, and I'm still hanging on to it.
I had a huge pile. Like, it looked like homeless people could have gathered around and made a bonfire. I'm not kidding. Like, it was a big, big pile. And it was all birthday cards and letters from, like, get well from when I was in the hospital. And, like,
the back? Broken back?
From that. And just from, you know, just a box filled with things like ticket stubs and, like, all this shit from piled up from years. Because I have a hard time throwing anything personal away. Tons of, like, letters from, like, ex-girlfriends and stuff.
Ooh,
and
that's a bad one to keep.
I actually called my mom in. I'm like, Mom, will you please free me and just tell me I should throw this stuff away? She goes, yeah, you absolutely should.
You should keep it.
I was
what
so
do you
proud,
know, bitch?
So proud of myself. Put it all in a box.
You would want me to throw this away.
Found myself closing that box and put it underneath the couch.
Oh,
right behind the couch. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
You know what would suck is if there's a house fire and you run in there, and your mom and your dad are stuck, and you grab the box and run out. My first.
My brother's talking. He's got an issue with, you know, collecting too much stuff. And he's talked about how he would be actually, a part of him would be very happy if there was a house fire and he lost it all. He said he'd feel free. I get that.
I have felt that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I found in there was this. And it's an old flyer. It's a postcard, essentially, from the Improv.
This is so old.
And I guess, and I got that a long, long time, long before I knew you, probably.
I made this.
And you made it. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Now, let me
guys,
read some
I feel disconnected from the story because you guys both have a connection to it, and I'm just
I'm sorry,
over
Ty,
here.
Ty. Look, you can see it. I'm going to read some of the names of the comics that are on this flyer, and you tell me where they are now, okay? Wanda Sykes, we all know where she is. She was titled as the Chris Rock Show. That was her credit back then. Mm-hmm. We know Colin Quinn. Dean Haglund.
X-Files.
Yep, that's what it says. Oh, I remember that guy from X-Files.
Colin Quinn.
Pablo Francisco on there. Dave Chappelle's on there before he was Dave Chappelle, really.
Yep.
HBO's Half-Baked is what they put.
Yep.
You put. Bill Engvall.
Yep.
Who's he?
White Collar Comedy Tour.
Right. Blue Collar.
David Alan Greer is on there.
Well, let me tell you some jokes about the stock market.
David Alan Greer's credit is Living Color. I guess that's what it still would be. Right. Flip Orley.
Yep. Hypnotist. Friend. Personal friend.
Mm-hmm. Flip. How are you? Bobby Slayton, we know him. Daryl Hammond. Oh, we know him. Bobby Collins, we know him. Don McMillan. Who's this guy?
One of my boss's clients, very nice man.
Live CD recording is his credit. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. That was like 2000 or 2001.
I mean, we got Seinfeld, Chris Rock Show, Saturday Night Live, live CD recording. Mm-hmm. How was that a credit?
That's awesome.
And Judy
Tenuta.
Yeah. Yep. John Pinette. Pinish.
John Pinette.
I'd like to see some Tenutas of her.
Right. Judy's awesome.
All right.
That's weird that you have that. Where'd you get that?
It was in a box with a bunch of shit. I
must,
you
must have gone to the
I
club.
I must have
and
gone
taken
to the club.
It.
Well, you know, I used to go there all the time.
Like
with
in
Mickey.
The early 2000s?
Yeah, like 99.
Wow.
I used to go there with our buddy.
Yeah.
Our buddy.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good one. What a weird memory that is that you have that.
You should take that to Antiques Roadshow.
All right.
You should just bring a piece of paper that has that Jewish fact and show it to the guy at the Antiques Roadshow and watch him double over.
Do you think Drew knows that fact? I bet he does because he's a doctor.
He has to know,
and he's got Jewish.
Jewish
heritage. Yeah,
yeah. That sounds interesting. Saying he's got Jewish heritage.
Hey, if he comes in before the show's over,
yeah, we'll get to the bottom of it.
We'll have him sit down, and let's all take little guesses as to what his reaction will be.
Yeah.
What?
And if his reaction is calm, cool, and collected, I'm going to be pissed. Because, again, that's going to compound my feelings of inadequacy and lack of intelligence by the fact that I have not ever heard that in my entire life, and now we know it to be fact.
Did any of you guys know it to be fact?
Nope.
Any of you? How about you? No?
Nope.
How about guy with the striped shirt over there? You know?
Nope.
No one knew.
All right, that Orthodox dude in the corner says.
The guy with the long beard and long tendrils coming off of his sideburns. He seemed to know.
Huh?
You know how you can. You know when you really get a glimpse into human nature that we're all the same is when like an Orthodox rabbi ends up getting busted for murder or rape or something.
Yep.
What happened?
That's the best answer. Yep. What happened? The greatest talk show ever. Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. I was reading.
When somebody of high religious stature gets busted for something
heinous. Wait, what do you mean that means we're all the same? I've never murdered anyone.
No, I'm saying human beings because...
They represent.
You look at pastors of churches and you think, okay, I already know the Catholic Church's history and stuff, so there's a chance there's something shifty. But you look at Orthodox Jews and rabbis and you're like, that guy's higher up than everybody else because there's no way he does something. Then you hear about that guy in New York that murdered and raped kids, that rabbi, and you're like, oh, all humans are the same. It's just a big bunch of bullshit. Judaism is just as much bullshit as every other
all
religion
right,
is what I'm saying.
All right. Let's not talk about that. I feel like that's going to probably hurt a lot of people. I lost
you mean like our showbiz careers?
I lost like 10. Oh, my God. I lost like 10, maybe a dozen Twitter followers like overnight.
Yeah.
And I realized why soon after. It was because I made some offensive remarks about Nebraska last week on the Film Vault.
Oh,
really?
And that means that I have 12 Nebraska listeners, followers.
I got
they organized against you.
Here's how I offended them. That guy that said horrible things about our show and how we constantly name drop and obviously live in LA, but no one should care. That guy, no offense to anyone from Nebraska, but it just strikes me as like somebody who would live like in a state like Nebraska, like far from LA or something. That's all I said. I got hate mail. This one guy, his Twitter handle is @YoungHusker.
Nice.
As a devoted Film Vault listener, I will never listen to your show again.
What?
You have offended me greatly.
What?
Fuck you. Yeah. That's all. I went back and listened to the episode to make because I felt bad.
Yeah. That's a shitty version of devoted.
And
I love Nebraska.
That it seemed like someone who lived far away. Like
yeah,
Nebraska.
I was just going. I just instead of saying middle of the country, I picked a state that I've been to. I didn't want to like pick a state I've never been to. I've been through Nebraska. It's a great place.
No, it's
Carhenge.
Not. No, it's not.
Carhenge. They have Carhenge. Carhenge is
now
great.
Mike's going to lose 12 followers.
I can't get over 4,910 because it goes up to 4,915 and then I lose like 5 or 6 within the next 5 hours. I can't get over that fucking hump.
Your life is hard.
I'm going to kill myself. No, but I'm wondering if it's something I said too. I'm going to try that experiment tonight. Nebraska sucks. I'm down to like 40 followers. Fuck.
And I'm a horrible person for many reasons, as you guys know. And
let's just leave it at that.
Oh.
Vague.
Oh. I was trying to tell people, I was like, oh man, my podcast, like kind of people know I do a podcast.
Don't say that. Don't say my podcast.
Well, I was like, I own this podcast and these like two guys work for me.
What? Are you excited to tell these two guys, these random guys that you work with about your random fact?
Yeah, I got to find one.
Yeah. No, you're going to tell them about the penis.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah. And yeah. I was like, yeah, it was great. One of the guys, he was talking about how like he was planning to like kill someone like back in his crazy meth days. And out of context, it doesn't sound as good. People are just like, what are you doing? I was
yeah,
like, no,
absolutely.
It was great. The guy was like raping his girlfriend, so he like wanted to kill him. And I was like, yeah, this actually,
yeah.
No one's laughing as much as I thought they would be.
Out of context, everything on this show sounds
you realize
horrible.
That what I just heard, though, is like I was raping my girlfriend. And yes. This guy was raping his girlfriend, and he wanted
that,
to kill him.
I explained it that it was the ex-boyfriend that you wanted to kill.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
But.
All right. As a horrible person, I remembered this fact that I would, especially in film school is where it really kind of reached its peak, people would turn in horrible work, and I would become obsessed with it and want to watch it on my own and have little viewing parties, and I would steal it.
No.
So I could view it. And I had forgotten that I used to do the same thing in like English classes.
You found stuff.
In college. I found a lot of my own stuff. But I found this one. And then, God damn it, there's no name on it. And there's no date.
That's written by another student?
It's written by somebody else. And it's just titled Spring Break. And I'm like, did I write this? What is this?
I do that too.
I read a couple lines.
What if it was Mike?
I read a couple lines and I'm like, oh my God, this is not me. I don't know. I have no idea who this was.
Do you need some music for this?
But you got to listen to this fucking story.
Do you
it's
need
a
some
one
music?
Page.
Let's go.
I think it's probably from a horrible creative writing class in some godforsaken city college that I went to when I was on pills with my broken back before I went to real school. But it's titled Spring Break. It was the first day of spring break and I was getting ready to party my ass off with four of my buddies and four beautiful ripping bodies.
Ugh.
With four of my buddies and four beautiful ripping bodies. Like, the chicks don't even have heads at this point.
Nope.
Really? All right.
Got bodies and buddies. What do you need, bro? Just bodies and buddies.
These chicks were all savage beauties. Like, they just came out of the raw, untamed jungle. Untamed. Not untamed. Untamed.
Maybe it's untanned.
Ooh, the untanned jungle, like Alaska.
We decided to go to Lake Mojave on a 56-foot houseboat. This boat had 3 bedrooms and 2 baths with a king-size bed in each room and a killer slide that would throw you in the lake like a bat from hell.
Oh, my God. That is the shittiest.
I know. It's just, it's such like
illusion.
Plug in the number color writing. Like,
I know. I got to clarify, though. This is a story, right, that he's writing?
Yeah.
Not just him writing a fact.
I believe it was probably an I think that it's a story that he's pulling from his own life because it has details.
Yeah, because that two-bed detail when there's 4 dudes and 4 chicks, if that were really your
3 fantasy,
bedroom. you would go, oh, there coincidentally were 4 beds.
I need some more music for this. I can't do
this. What song do you want?
That was fine.
That was good.
That was fine, yeah. A little Blue Danube. All right, so like a bat from hell. The idea of him trying to put in color and
terrible.
Just throwing in
terrible.
Like old cliches is nauseating.
Terrible.
I wish I could tell you I remember this. I have
Dude,
no
they
recollection.
They flying down the slide, going like ah, into the water,
like a bat from
on
hell,
on fire.
Yeah,
because you were just in the depths of hell.
We brought 4 kegs at Butt Wiper and a lot of grub.
What's a Butt Wiper?
I don't know. It's obviously a place though, because it's capital Butt Wiper. This is like a like an essay, like an award winning essay, straight out of Idiocracy. You know what I mean? All right, here we go. Butt Wiper and a lot of grub. Inside the boat, there was a really decked-out stereo system, which I put to use with a tune named I Wanna Fuck You Like an Animal. While I was playing, a tasty number named Denise, with a body that would not quit, was lip-syncing in front of me, with her butt-cheek titties. Well, you know how it works.
I like the little asides.
This guy must have read this.
He wants to be Hunter S. Thompson combined with a penthouse forum.
You know how it works. At this point in time, both of us were completely plastered as a result of drinking too much beer.
Oh.
Now, I do use that
now as a result of.
I do use that as a result of often, but I swear to God, this is not my writing. Later on that week, a swarm of houseboats out on the lake came toward us, as if they were ready for battle. These boats were stocked with various big-breasted tan, blonde, or brunette-haired girls who had come to do the battle with us. When I saw these girls, I said to myself, let's see the Japanese make these better than us.
What?
Hell, they're always making better cars than we do.
He's got a point. Got a point.
Unless you're into the Japanese ladies. Terrible point. When I saw these girls, I said, oh yeah, let's see if the Japanese make these better than us. Hell, they're always making better cars. One of the nights of that week, we were having a raging party with people jumping off the boat and yelling their heads off. That was the end of that paragraph. And then we started a new paragraph. The next morning, everybody had a hangover, and there were beer bottles all over the place, just like a tornado had hit. After that week was over, I had to go back to reality and study for Dr. Hughes' quizzes. I don't remember Dr. Hughes either, but obviously...
Is that the end?
That's the end.
I wish we were PIs so we could track that dude down.
Holy shit, that's shitty.
Try to option that for a short
terrible.
Film.
I love that I kept that.
I could too.
No wonder you stole that shit.
You know what, though? It's not that far from Spring Breakers. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but that's like a scene out of Spring Breakers. Like directly out of Spring Breakers.
This guy, all he thinks about are big tits coming towards him.
You know, she had butt cheek titties. You know how it is.
You know how it goes.
And his internment camp fantasy because he hates the Japanese.
I put on this song called I Wanna Fuck You Like an Animal. You know he's in college and like actually writing fuck that's gonna a professor's gonna read for the first time. He's like, oh, this is good.
Yep. I'm going to be like Rolling Stone, man.
Poor bastard. He's probably making like tens of... I'm not kidding. He's probably that guy, whoever wrote this, I bet you is very successful, drives a very nice car, and fucks people out of their money.
He'd probably be really embarrassed if he heard that.
I'm going with you wrong.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's too dumb. That guy's too dumb.
I think he's just trying too hard. I don't think he's necessarily dumb. I think
Who's
he's
Hughes?
Just...
Dr. Hughes. See, it's got to be college, right? Because the guy's name is Hughes.
It's Howard Hughes.
Doctor. And he's got fuck all over the place. You don't turn that in high school.
No. Definitely not. Unless you had like one of those cool hippy-dippy teachers that's like, write whatever you want.
Dude, I was in school for 10 years, so you know how much sleuthing I would have to do to figure out?
Sleuthing. I like that.
You little gumshoe action?
Mm-hmm.
We did some sleuthing. I may have brought it up. I don't remember about the, in regards to the cult, my brother, my sister, and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
About an hour on the computer, and we tracked down like the leader.
Yeah, this was last week.
Lives in Redding, California.
Leon DeVoy had this entire conversation.
I think he talked about it on Drew's show. You know, I was in college for 10 years as a result of drinking too many beers.
I get it.
And these busty babes are coming towards me on a houseboat.
Ready
almost
to
like
do
a fight,
battle.
Ready to do battle with cock.
I love that he throws in, and then I said, let's, what is it, Japanese? Let's see, make something better than these. Quoting yourself in that is really douchey.
When I saw these
girls.
YouTube,
Canada and Germany, suck it.
He didn't say it aloud. He said it to himself. So let's lay off the poor kid. When I saw these girls, I said to myself, let's see the Japanese make these better than us. Hell,
what are this guy?
They're always making better cars than we do. Thanks for letting us know what you're talking about, because I had no clue.
You know what?
What are you talking about?
I did figure part of this out right now.
Why would he say they're always making better cars
because
he's like an American is like got a lot of pride, and he drinks Budweiser, and he's like, you know what? The Japs might make some good products, the car that I drove here in.
This guy,
but they can't make these big titted bonds.
This guy hangs out with or is friends with like a guy that grew up in the 40s who talks like that, and he got some of that. The guy's like, the Japanese, they always get... He hangs out with like an old man who's always bad-mouthing the Japs because he came from WW2 or 1, and he... I know it's 2. But he... Some old guy that always uses that kind of terminology, and the bat-out-of-hell thing is from the same era. So this dude probably hung out with some old-timer in a bar one night and went, oh, this is cool, man. This guy hates the Japanese because he had to fight him in the war, so I'm going to keep that in the back of my head. And the bat out of hell. What young person has used that phrase in 50 years besides Meatloaf?
I'm going to start using it. It's my new thing. So is this should we follow up on these leads, Detective Corona?
I would like to.
Should we look for a guy who...
How are we going to find this guy?
Hangs out with... Oh, actually, the World War II guy's probably dead.
Yeah, here's the real problem is I would like for us to do this. Is I have a guy. I have a letter to bring in that I want to find that person. It's a chick. It's not that old. Oh, no, yeah, it probably is, but... I want to find them too. But the other problem is I don't want somebody unearthing shit I did and going, hey, what about this? I'll be like, yeah. Can we just all play fair and not do this anymore? You know what I mean?
I like went out of my way. I probably could have been kicked out of school for stealing this woman's. It was so long ago. There was a VHS tape. That's how we turned in our movies. And I wasn't a total asshole. Like, I waited for it to be graded and like it was submitted. Yeah. And then it was in a bin out front.
Do you still have it?
I still have it. It's on VHS tape. It's one of the greatest things you've ever seen.
Digitize that stuff and put it on YouTube.
I will get sued.
I know we're so fucked.
Oh, maybe can you make like a fake account or something?
Yeah,
send people. Well, yeah. If we've all
talked
people,
about it,
have we talked about that video
right now?
Well, yeah. Mickey's seen it. I had like all my film. I was just a horrible asshole, but I could have been worse. I could have taken it before it was even submitted and had her fail because the tape wasn't there.
That would have been really bad.
Her movie is classically hilarious.
What is it? What's the plot?
Who knows. She stars in it too, which was daring, and no one put themselves in their own movies. But should I make it my own? I did. Part of me wanted. Actually, I almost did put part of it in my big thesis final film. I almost had part of that in there. I was gonna splice it in because she was an awful woman.
Did you Google her to see where she's at nowadays?
Can't even remember her name. I need to do that though.
It's not on in the movie.
Probably is. I need to go find that fucking thing.
Look at Sherlock Carano over there.
I'm excited about watching this with you guys now. Anyways, I remember I had to go into the professor's like office after hours, like break in essentially to get the tape, and I was obsessed with it. And I told like all my friends that because I only wanted hers. Everyone else's was just bad.
Was she attractive?
No. She was like twice the age of
everyone.
What
made hers so alluring?
Because it was like nothing I've ever seen. And I admit it. I'm like, you know what? If some great director made this, like Julie Taymor made this or something, like, and I knew it was like her student film, I would be watching it going, genius. Pure genius.
That's like even worse.
I know. I was a horrible person straight out of film school.
Was.
Awful.
Was.
Hey.
Was.
A lot better now. Much better now.
Was.
Okay.
Did you guys hear a guy got killed by a beaver?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Some guy in Belarus got killed by a beaver.
Trying to take its picture.
Yeah. He wasn't even like hunting it. He was just trying to take photos of it. The beaver just killed him.
How'd he kill him?
Bit him on an artery.
On an artery.
With those big chompers?
And they couldn't do anything to stop the bleeding.
He made a dam out of his bones.
On his leg or his arm? Was it his
leg? This is even better than that is the dude tried to cut his own arms off at Home Depot today.
I heard about that.
Yeah, what was going on there?
For a minute, and then I lost interest.
Don't know.
Yeah, that's terrible.
He took our idea.
Well, that wasn't exactly. Ours was to fight each other.
Yeah, amputate ourselves.
Turn on
at
the
Home
power
Depot.
Saw and fall on it.
Was he trying to get like? Was he trying to get like a lawsuit?
I don't think so. It looked like it was more of a suicide, but he.
Why wouldn't you go for your neck? Why your arms?
He was going for the arteries.
Maybe what if he just tripped?
Oh my god!
And we're like, ah, suicide.
Wait, can you
loser.
Imagine? Can you imagine turning on a table saw so it's like spinning super, obviously super fast in the middle of the table, and then running like you're doing a slip and slide, and just jumping straight into that table saw.
You know what? That
why would you do that? Right?
I gotta say.
And then a Moyle's at the end, ready to suck.
I gotta say, there's something about you coming up with that I think is really amazing because I always think of horrible ways to go, and that's
terrible.
Is up there. And I never thought of that. The slip
would
and slide.
Would you rather do that or jump feet first into a wood chipper?
Well, Fred stole.
well, it's gonna be a wood chipper. Yeah, go head first, not your hands. You can't put your hands above your head. Go
Fred
ahead.
Fred Wolf used to have a series of "Would you rather?" "Would you rather?"s, and I don't remember what the first part of one of them was, but the second part was. Put a file in your mouth, bite down as hard as you can, and have someone rip it out. And I just remember that sticking in my head. Bite down on a file as hard as you can, have someone just yank it out.
I wish you could share your thing from Skunk Skull, Anderson, because that would totally fit into like this conversation.
I was just
right
thinking
now.
That about how awful. Yeah, there's awful scenarios that I came up with that I'm like, I'm not putting that in there. But it's so simple, but it's just so horrific. And
would you feel proud if someone used?
No,
this idea
I've actually
in real life?
Thought about that because the thing that I have in Skunk Skull, one of the main. Horrible thing. I don't know if you've gotten that part, Mike, because you're a terrible reader. But one of the devices that they use to control the kids is so goddamn simple, and it's so horrific and so awful. And
you already gave away a plot point controlling kids.
Well,
it's more than you've said about.
But
too much.
It could easily be imitated, and I was thinking about that. I'm like, what?
Are you responsible if
someone imitates this horribleness?
It's life imitating art.
Christ.
You know what's
no,
weird
they
about...
They can't be like, you thought of it, so you're responsible.
I
that,
burst
like,
it into
okay,
the world.
Guy that made guns, we're going to go get him.
They should. Yeah. They should. Fuck with Smith.
I got to say, the guy who invented... When guns started becoming popular...
Winchester.
That was the greatest invention at the time, period. Like, if somebody goes, hey, look at this
thing. I can't tell
if
you meant time period or if you said at the time,
if somebody just invented a gun and showed you, look at this thing, you can point it at that animal... And kill it from 30 feet away, you'd be like, you're a genius.
You know how he...
greatest invention
you know how
history of mankind.
Charles Winchester actually showed it off, the first display of it, was he set up some sliced bread and a wheel, and he blew the shit out of both of them. That was how he marketed the gun.
It'll get cut through bread.
Is this a joke that I'm not understanding?
It's better than sliced bread, and fuck the wheel. This is the greatest invention ever.
Hey.
See what I'm
saying? Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a good
you
one.
You guys can both suck.
That is a good one.
You guys can both suck.
Wait,
it.
Did you come up with that, or is that what he did?
That's what I just made up just now.
I like that. That's good. A little slicker.
Your saw blade comment just made me realize, like, movies like Indiana Jones and stuff, are any of those kind of movies where the guy's running through, like, a pyramid and he's not supposed to be there? And the booby trap is always a fucking saw blade that comes out.
Yeah.
That makes...
Very 70s.
No, but I know. But if you were in the...
Like James Bond started.
You know, the 1700s, 1800s, 1400s, and you were building a booby trap, you would never have gone with saw blade. It would have been all pokey things, right?
Yeah. Bring more pokey things.
It would never be it would never be a wheel rotating on an axle coming out at you. But you know what? The slip and slide saw thing is horrific, especially if the saw were facing toward you, not... You know, so you just saw the thin edge?
Yeah, you know, yeah. How else would it get you?
Well, you could go this way, too.
It would have
to
be
go
the
either way.
Thin edge.
You could have
go
two saws.
Your body would probably fly up, though, if it was going the one way.
No, not if it was digging towards you. It would push it down. But you could have the two saws and about a 2-foot window in the middle. You could get on your side and go through it.
Just in case you decided to whiz out at the last second?
It's a terrible carnival game.
Oh, my gosh.
What's that? Wussy.
I went to a place today that I haven't been in years, like literally years. It's
your mom's vagina.
A great town called San Pedro. You've been to San Pedro?
Yes.
Hey, if you live in Southern California,
San Pedro, the ghetto by the sea, it's beautiful.
San Pedro is very underrated, and not many people.
Way
go
underrated.
There, like you feel like you're in San Francisco or Seattle. Like
San
that.
Pedro
immediately.
Is fantastic looking. Not the safest place to be.
Not
which
safe
is the
at all. You feel like it's like noir.
It's El Monte by the sea.
It absolutely is. And there's all that bullshit, all that shipping and stuff that makes it look like shit.
No,
and
the shipping is awesome.
And
it's
the
what
giant
the
bridge
city
was really sweet looking.
Drove over that bridge twice today. It's where. It's
reconnect Long Beach to
Tony
San Pedro.
Tony Scott jumped to his death off of that. Off
yeah,
of that
chicken
bridge.
Out from the saw table. The yeah. Slip and saw.
Come on, yeah. Show a little reverence.
It's been long enough.
And I love those. It's giant ports, a port where the giant
port
cargo ships come in with all the giant yards of nothing but those containers. It's mind-boggling.
Wish you guys could see Anderson's face the way he says giant.
It's mind-boggling how many containers. I mean, they look like little Legos.
Huge.
When you're over that bridge, they
look
like just miles and miles of those fucking things.
What's mind-boggling are the crane operators and
yes.
how fast they have to move, and there's no like, hold on. It is move, and those guys get drug tested more often than air traffic controllers, and those guys, that is a highly skilled job and a very, very highly paid job.
And they're in that giant thing that's like 20 stories off the ground.
It just slides over and they grab
yeah.
those things. And not only that, they're responsible for dropping those things perfectly and alighting, or they ruin millions and millions
of
dollars.
You know how bad I am at my job. Imagine me fucking it.
Oh my. Imagine. Okay, first of all, I'm afraid of heights. Even if I could do that job, which I can't, I would be up there going, oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I'm trying to think what the equivalent would be of when you broadcasted the show on air when you shouldn't have, what the equivalent in the shipping industry of that would be if you're
like
the unloader guy.
He dropped a box of Rolexes into the ocean.
Okay, all that aside, the reason why I was down there and the reason why I used to go there, I used to go down to San Pedro 4 or 5 times a week shortly out of school, once I was out of school, because I found this place that is very, very cool. It's an old YMCA.
Is it fun to stay there?
John Wayne used to go there. Did I ever tell you about the documentary that I was shooting, but I never did anything with it? Schizophrenics, making
yes.
art.
Yeah. Wait.
It's like a halfway house home for the homeless. It's a shelter, pretty
yes.
much.
Yes.
And it's in San Pedro in this beautiful old historic building, which they've painted over a lot of the original artwork and stuff, which is really awful. But it used to be a YMCA. Now it's awful. It smells terrible. It's smoke everywhere. Everyone smokes. And it's nothing but schizophrenics and mentally ill people living in this place. And it's fucking really cool. Because of all the color and everything that's going on there. And on the fourth floor, I believe it is, a woman years ago decided to give some of these people an outlet, a creative outlet, and she took two squash ball courts. They used to be squash ball courts, knocked out the middle wall, and it's an art studio. It's an art gallery, and they paint. And there's a bunch of very talented schizophrenics who paint up there. And I walked in, and I used to interview these people, and I'd spend probably about 10 hours a week there for probably a couple of years.
Do you still have that stuff?
I still have it, yeah. I haven't done anything with it. And I walked in there, and I was wondering if I was going to see anyone that I remembered. It's been like 7, 8 years. And this guy, one of the craziest of all of them, the guy that couldn't formulate sentences, and he was like a different guy every day.
Hello, Anderson.
He had like 4 or 5 different names. That's why I couldn't recall any of them today.
They were all Steve.
He's like, hey, Anderson, like from way across when I walked into the lobby. And it was really heartwarming. I was so like, I almost moved to tears. I was so...
Well, first of all, the fact that the place is still there is incredible.
And you drive by it, and it's just like spilling, like crazy people are just spilling out of it and into it nonstop.
How
and
many,
I was imagining
there?
You. Hundreds.
Oh.
Like hundreds.
It's like an anthill?
You guys got to come with me. I'm
if
going back.
If this were a movie, he would have been murdered in there.
Yeah. I'm imagining Alcatraz right
yeah.
now, by the way.
It
yeah.
smells like Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is like they have a
is
front
there feces
desk.
Around and stuff?
I don't think so, but I mean.
So the guys that roll their feces
imagine.
Into like.
No, it's yeah. not that bad. I mean,
check
you know
out
what?
My poop statue, Anderson. Anderson, look at my poop statue.
Are there rooms there?
Yeah, yeah, there's rooms. And people live there.
Like nice, like an apartment?
No, they're awful.
Yeah, they're
like
really
dorms.
They're really nice. Schizophrenics.
Is it run by?
They're high
like
end schizophrenics.
They are high end in this sense that there's a couple of different ones that I was following their storylines, and they got evicted for being violent. And if you show any kind of signs of violence, you get out of there. So
yeah, I'll tell you one thing that place needs is make sure they have meds on hand.
It's a very interesting place, and it's very touching at times. Some of them are total
my Carano's advice, have medicine
no,
at the
every time
schizophrenic
you,
place.
Every time you hear about a schizophrenic going off the way, I mean, doing something insane, it's always like, oh, he wasn't taking his medication.
Yeah,
every time.
I don't know how many of these guys take their medication. A lot of them are on booze and off booze. And like, what was really awful is like I'd work with a guy, and because I started by volunteering there, and then I started bringing in a camera because I got to know the people that worked there, and I got comfortable with them. I found out my favorite guy today died.
Did you steal any of their art?
No, but I bought a lot of their art. Yeah, so I got some good stuff in my house, actually.
I paid 2 cents for this.
The pig.
15 cents
pig.
For this.
There's the pig that I have framed by your mom.
The nice pig?
Yeah.
The nice, like, pig?
Yeah. That was a hardcore schizophrenic. That's the guy, actually, I'm talking about right now. I used to work with this guy.
Weird.
And he was really, really nice, and he really meant well, and he was talking to me like, about how he was down on his luck, and you know, he was hoping to get back. He was really grateful for this place, and he loved the art, and he loved being able to live there for a small amount of money, and he was getting to a place where he could try and go back and re-find his family and stuff and to get a stay off the booze. And I saw him like the next week and he didn't even recognize me and his nose was all red and he was completely hammered and like wearing just awful clothes. It was like it's just a different person. Oh, so depressing.
That, no wonder he didn't finish the damn thing.
Every time I start to follow somebody, they'd either die or be moved out, or I couldn't get any kind of common thread at all.
Well, and the only common thread is the fact that they all fail, or there's no happy ending. So at some point it becomes too oppressive to finish.
That was really, really talented. Like, he could have been a famous artist. Because it's really hard to tell what's great art, who's famous.
No, he couldn't.
He could have been.
No, he couldn't, because there are no famous artists until they die.
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, okay, he could.
Harold Plopel's his name. There's a bunch of his stuff is online. He's got some really great stuff. He had the 5 degrees of alcohol, I believe. Check out Harold Plopel. That's his name.
I'm going to make
he
you
had
an
his own
offer.
Show, actually. It was great.
I'm going to make you an offer now, and Tyler's included in this, too.
I want you guys to come
Tyler's
there with me.
Tyler's backing me up 100%.
Will you guys come with me?
Too late. No.
You got to come there with me.
First, we have something more important to do, which is you and I have this discussion a lot about how we have all this shit and we don't finish it and it's just sitting there.
Yeah,
I think this
anything.
Sounds fascinating. I will be willing to come over to your house 6 hours, the three of us. If Tyler can do what he can. If he doesn't want to, then he's out of the club.
I own this show.
We sit down and we watch that footage and just digitize it, just to have it digitized.
It's digitized.
I
got it digitized.
Forget it. I'm out. I was going to say, I thought it was on like tape somewhere, because that stuff needs to be backed up. And
no, that's the Loveline show.
Need to watch
it. I rest
it.
My feet on.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. But yeah,
tapes are so covered in dust, you don't even want to put your feet on them.
It's just one more thing that I'm depressed about when I think about it. Oh, and it's sad to think that people live in that kind of squalor, but there's something very uplifting about it, too, because they're all kind to each other. And
you mean like when you go out and step into your Lexus? It's uplifting?
You know what I do is I park way down the street and walk up.
Of course! Of course!
I feel like such an asshole.
I was going to even insinuate that
you
might
pull up
that.
In like a Duesenberg, because then you have to park really far away because your car's so long.
For the longest time, I just roll up there with my car right in front. Everyone knew me, and they'd help me like with my camera stuff out of the car. I was like one of them. I lived there. I was always there. I wanted to spend the night.
Now you can make your documentary about finishing your documentary. You could get all like meta.
That's stupid.
I like that.
Mike likes it.
My favorite guy, who wouldn't let me shoot him, every time I try and shoot him, he starts screaming and yelling at me. Harold. He died. It's very, very sad. Okay.
You should bring the camera to his grave and go, yell at me now, Harold.
Told you I don't like it when you shoot me when I'm working. I got a lot of that. I'm such a pussy. You can see like the camera just immediately whip away.
I have a Muppet.
Is that where you developed that technique?
No, it's not. I should have said, I'm not shooting, Harold. What are you talking about? He wanted to make a movie with me called The Neverending Hallway.
That sounds like a vine.
That was really creative.
All we need is a camera, a bunch of mirrors, and time.
Great.
Harold Plopel.
Like your hair right now.
All right, can we wrap this up? I'm giving up on Drew coming. I want to talk to him about Moyle sucking penises, but where the hell is he?
I feel like I had something to bring to the table this week.
Probably not.
Oh, I got a very long letter about Mike's diatribe about women in leadership. It's actually quite a good letter.
What happened?
Remember when Mike was saying that no women can be leaders ever, and he'll lie about it if you ask him
yes,
in person?
I do recall that. Much like Gilbert Godfrey, we're talking about midgets, and how he really believes that.
Someone wrote you a very intelligent reply.
Was it angry?
No.
Really?
I mean, it was like, I don't know if disappointed is the word, but.
Oh, were they disappointed in Mikey's beliefs about the ladies being inferior?
I don't know. I only meant in one area.
What's that? Leadership?
Yeah.
That's a lot of areas. Pretty broad stroke there. Hey, Tyler.
I think leadership is too broad, in fact, because I meant like being a boss. I meant like a woman being a boss. They can't handle it like a man can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It sounds terrible.
If you could see his face, too.
I know. He's so like serious. He's so serious. He leans back with a self-satisfied smirk. Not like I'm pushing buttons.
Yeah, like can you believe I just said that? It's like, yeah.
It's like, my car is black.
Yeah. I mean, she's black.
You know what? I will say this. Mm. It's just from my experience, women make shitty leaders.
Oh, my God.
But realistically, they're probably better cooks.
Oh, my God.
That's not true, actually. If you watch cooking shows, the dudes know way more.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hello. Call up.
It's, hello? Hello.
Hi.
In my defense, I like women better than men.
Well, you like to.
Hey, what's up?
Touch them.
No, I like them better as creatures.
I can't hear you guys, but I have a drop of Anderson, so I'll play it, and I hope you guys will hear it.
Makes no sense, I can't
hear.
I don't like this. I don't like like sounding like a bullfrog.
Dr. Pear? Dr. Pear?
Who knows? Thanks, buddy.
Why can't they hear us?
Because a lot of automation in there. I had it set up, and then 9 o'clock strikes. It's all because of you, Tyta. Because we can't do the show.
Clock strikes 9.
When Mike and I feel comfortable, which is the middle of the night, we have to do it early.
Well, I own the show. I make the rules about when we do it.
You're the boss.
Hey, listen to this.
These two guys at work. I love that.
Listen to this.
What?
I saw a movie that you've been telling me to watch for a long time. I talked about it at length already on the Film Vault. For those of you who might like to hear things twice, or for those of you who don't listen to the Film Vault, shame on you. But there's a little movie that I've been waiting to come out in theaters. I went and saw it. It's called Room 237. Then I went home and I rented it on iTunes and watched it twice more.
You got to give me some details.
All in 2.5 days.
Okay, now, does my watching the first 20 minutes...
It's a documentary about The Shining. And it's got like five theorists who come up with all these hidden codes and theories about what the movie's actually about.
Yeah.
And it is, I believe, I buy about...
Can I say one thing before you say your opinion about it?
Mm-hmm. Wait, can I say one thing before you say your
no,
thing?
No, but I want to ask you before you say this. Was I wrong when I said I started watching and thought this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen? And then like 15 minutes in, I was like, oh my God. And then like 20 minutes, I was like, oh, what the hell?
Now, here's the thing.
I got sold on it as I watched it, and then I couldn't stop it. I was like,
what you described to me is a very different movie.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw Room 237.
I might not have.
There's a movie called The Shining Code.
I might not have seen
it. It's on YouTube, and it's got a guy with a very monotone voice.
Yes, that might have been what I saw then. That
might have been what I saw. Room 237 has five separate guys.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
They got a lady and then four other guys talking.
I'm going to watch it.
And you never see them. You just hear them.
Is the lady in a position of leadership?
Yes, she may have been because she was leading my ears into new discoveries about Kubrick's meetings.
You know what, Anderson? I don't think I saw it because I think the one I saw is the guy going, and if you notice here.
And he's talking about the A in the lake.
I don't remember. I didn't get all the way through it, but the guy was very monotone, but it was riveting. It was riveting.
I'm going to watch that one next because I found that one by mistake because I needed to see Room 237 again. But you're going to love 237. Room 237 is made like a professional, really well-crafted documentary that manipulate a bunch of Kubrick films.
I'm buying it tonight.
I can only rent it, but it's $7, and it's fucking awesome.
I saw it on there.
There was a Shining homage in the first episode of Hannibal. Which everyone needs to watch.
Oh, yeah. Is that any
good?
Super
good.
I liked Hannibal Rising. That was the only person in the country that liked that, apparently. Hannibal Rising.
Well, I never saw Hannibal Rising, but the TV show is fantastic.
Hannibal, the actor that played Hannibal looked like Andy Samberg and Sidney Crosby, which I appreciated a lot.
So he had someone suck on his moil? You had a moil suck on his...
Why are you telling me? Hey, Rune just walked in. Ask Rune if he knows about the moil
sucking.
Rune. We're going to take a...
Wait, what theater did you see it in?
The Playhouse, Pasadena.
Is that the only place it's playing?
No, it's playing at Sundance.
You know what? I absolutely didn't see that one. I saw the other one, and the other one is riveting, and
I'm looking forward to that one.
More.
That one's only an hour long.
Okay.
This one's an hour and 45. Okay, enough, I guess enough movie talk. You know what we should do is go out to like in front of supermarkets and just take a poll of people and say, excuse me, would you answer this question real quick? Do moils first cut the penis and then suck it, or do they just cut it and see how many people know?
Rune does not know this fact either.
Mm-hmm.
He does now.
But he just said he's quitting because he wants to go become a moil. So I don't know what that means.
I don't know if that's related to our discussion.
Hey,
by the way, shouldn't that be a more popular Halloween costume in West Hollywood now?
Can the title of this episode be Moils Do What?
Moil Please.
Moil Please. No. Moils Do What? Exclamation mark, question mark. Question mark.
Moils Do the Darndest Things.
How about it's not gay if you're a moil.
Why priests wish they were moils. See, there's so many jokes to be mined here.
Being a moil sucks. No, how about...
Wait, you know a priest has probably used that as a defense.
I'm a moil, but he's 14.
There he is.
Hey, Drew, here comes Drew. Way.
Yes.
You know? Drew, we got something weighing. Wait, we didn't get to do the predictions.
God,
pardon. Damn it.
Oh, I made a noise.
All right, Mike, can you ask him the question?
Yeah, we
let's
hang on here. Why are you depressed?
I'm not depressed.
No, Drew, stop. I'm not stop. Depressed.
Or nervous or something's up with him.
Why?
He's I don't know. Mike. He's Preckers. Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
Really?
We're going to ask Preckers. You a question.
Right.
No, I do this all the time. It's
he's very relaxed and actually in good spirits.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be. But we do random facts on the show occasionally. For some reason, my ears just closed up.
That's fantastic. We bring in random facts. One of them is aphids are born with embryos already implanted to them.
Ooh, that's random fact is you need to switch microphones with me because that's a good chance I'm kind of sick.
And you've been using this one?
No, I've been using this one. Like when you move over here.
Okay, I'll switch it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You don't have to disclose everything because you know what? 90% of health is placebo.
Oh, please.
Isn't that true?
I thought it was 98%.
98% is biology.
Oh, really? Got that backwards.
Go. So what's the question? Aphids have embryos.
Okay, now that was one from a few weeks ago. It was just an example.
That's a good one.
Moyles.
Moyles, yes.
Yes. Moyles do the brises, right? Which involves the cutting of the penis.
Clipping, yeah.
Do you know anything else that happens after that?
No.
You don't?
I mean, like the procedure and the eating of the bread and all that?
There's eating.
Well, I know there's a weird ritual with some people get into with the actual foreskin. They bury it in the backyard or something.
They clean
it.
That
ritual
they clean the
a lot
wound.
More yeah. sterile than this yeah. one.
And suck the blood away with their mouth.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does that.
No, it is.
They do.
It's fact.
Who's they?
It's
Orthodox
fact.
And Hasidic.
Orthodox Jewish.
Oh, okay, the Hasidim.
All right.
How come we don't know that?
It's crazy, but how come
not
it's not common knowledge? How do we not know that?
This
whole room doesn't know that. I heard it on an AM talk station, and they were blown away when they heard about it.
Because I think if you looked at...
They're the world's greatest secret keepers.
I was going to say. No, right.
I know that Richard Gere had a gerbil up his butt, and I know that's not true. And
I know
somehow
it's not true,
I know that.
Right.
But I've never even heard anyone insinuate this in my entire life,
but
in my entire
think
being.
About it this way. When you were up in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see any Hasidim walking around?
No.
Okay, that's the point. They're sort of a recent arrival, in a way. And they're the best secret keeper. I understand they've been around for thousands of years, but here they're sort of a recent arrival.
Wait, Fairfax has been around for a long time.
Yeah. Not like this. Not like it is now.
Fairfax is a very Jewish center, for those of you who don't know.
I used to have family that lived there, and there was nobody in hats walking around.
Well, now it's completely Hasidic.
I know.
Fairfax is a part of Hollywood out here that is very, very odd. I lived there for a little while.
And
it's either douchey wannabe actors, very scary minorities, or Hasidic Jews.
You had shown me 20 years ago a picture of a Hasidim, I would have gone, what is this?
Okay, when I worked at CBS.
So it's a new thing.
There was Hasidic Jews everywhere.
I know.
Fairfax, and Hasidic grocery stores and everything.
Yes.
Now there's skateboard shops, tattoo parlors, amongst the markets and stuff. It's really bizarre.
I like it.
Well, the point being is that they're best secret keepers, and they don't. No one knows their stuff, and they're relatively new arrivals, and so we shouldn't. I'm sure 20 more rituals we could learn about that would freak us out.
Not that much, though.
Yeah.
There's a whole section on the Wikipedia if you go to the
suction
section.
The
suction
section?
Suction section.
What?
Well, in the Briss listing.
What is that? What's with that? The secrets in these certain societies like them and the Amish and stuff?
Well, I think that
they keep their stuff to the...
Right.
To
rightfully so, because, I mean, we live in such a judgmental society.
Look at us, we're like,
People would, I mean, that would be the common reaction is, oh, they do what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get the pitchforks and torches.
It was very funny, Drew, when I heard about it, though, because it was a conservative, very straight and narrow AM talk show that they discovered it kind of in real time. I missed the beginning of the conversation, but them trying to talk about – you could tell they were freaking out, but they couldn't freak
Petros
out.
Petros and money.
No. It was a very conservative AM.
They tackle the issues.
So far, no one knows.
I know. We're like –
Rune
says
he wants
messengers.
To be a moral. I'm not sure what that means.
I didn't even want to know that.
Oh.
Like I don't feel like I've been enriched.
You'd need to know that. You should know what
well,
human beings
I'm,
are doing
the
around
the problem is now every time I drive down Fairfax, I'm going to just like keep my head down.
You weren't already doing that?
PP kisser,
absolutely.
PP kisser, PP kisser.
You know what? Fairfax, if you want to see – Fairfax is very interesting, and I like it there.
Wait,
and
was
like,
Robert Smith a Hasidic Jew?
I don't think
that's
I
where
know.
The what? Lipstick came from? Okay, good.
What?
I just, go. The whole
keep
religion.
Talking. Yes.
What's that?
You like Fairfax.
I do. I like it. Yeah. Well, I like the bakery at Cantor's and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
I liked working there.
And?
I dig it.
Okay.
Well, I also used to see people I like.
You gotta have instincts.
No, I would
with
be
Mike,
walking
Drew.
Down
yeah,
Fairfax.
I would be walking down Fairfax,
and I would see Steven Spielberg, and you know, like with his rabbi
dressed
stuff,
like
and I always thought it was cool.
Okay. Dressed like a ceiling?
No.
With his rabbi?
Yeah.
Mike, tell us about more things you like that don't have a story.
And then I saw Steven Spielberg in Culver City. I like that.
What else?
I like pizza.
We got to end this program.
Ah, too bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Corolla's coming in tonight. It's going to make Anderson very happy.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's like going back to school and hearing my professor for the first time in years.
Don't worry, I'm not going to use it.
Drew needs to hear the letter.
Drew's not wouldn't appreciate
the letter.
Drew would
like the letter.
What is it?
I'll read you the letter off air, Drew. I'll let you read it.
What is it?
It's just a horribly written short story that somebody wrote that I found. Because I used to steal my fellow students' awful work. I would steal it, which was easy to do when it was just like written word. But it got more challenging when I worked in a film school and I was stealing my fellow students' awful films so that I could watch them with my other friends. But
then he moved on to money.
But I found I have no idea where it came from, and it's just a very funny juvenile short story titled Spring Break. I read it on air.
It's funny in context.
Drew, did you hear about the guy that tried to cut his arms off at Home Depot today?
Yes, I did. And yeah.
Fireman
saved him.
What is that? Is that spy? I mean, what drug is that?
That may not have been a drug. It may have just been some weird suicidal gesture. Right?
Suicidal gesture?
That sounds like polite.
Polite?
That is a gesture. Like,
it was just a
more
small
of a sexual
suicidal
assault of
gesture.
A gesture. I don't know if that fireman saved him because that guy was kind of grandiose when he was explaining what happened about how he was leaving and told his wife, hold on, and she knows when I give her my keys just to wait. I go into my fireman paramedic mode.
Maybe Mike should
discuss. Plus, he wasn't first guy on the scene.
I think Mike should discuss his
fireman,
his women.
The fire captain. Yeah. That's
what needs to happen. Yeah.
Wasn't first guy on the scene.
Yeah.
He was walking
in Mike
after
back
the
on
firefighters.
The show.
Yeah, well, he's the one that just got. Oh, after the paramedics? Yeah.
No, the firefighters, but not paramedics. The paramedics got there after that. But
he just tourniqueted everything, that's all.
I would like to point out that Drew just discarded this fantastic spring break story. He just literally
I think you wrote it.
You're the only person who would actually think that, Drew, because that's how little you know me.
Got to be honest with you. You were questioning whether you wrote it, too.
I was not. Oh, well, when I first saw it, when I opened
mementos.
It up, I'm like, because it was with all of my other stuff.
Yeah,
and then
I read
two lines. I'm like, holy shit, no, my siblings would never run anything.
We don't know what we've done
this.
In the past because I wrote a letter when I was in the fourth or fifth grade about how much I'm in
love
with the girl next
the word
door,
tits.
And I'm going to marry her, and she's the only person I will ever love, and I buried it in the front yard. And now I have no idea what her name
fourth
was. I don't know anything about it.
We have to find this letter.
You need to tell.
We have to excavate that fucking yard.
I know where
it is.
He knows where it
is. We must get that letter.
But he'll be arrested when he goes dig.
Mike.
Do you want to know how I hit on a girl when I was a little kid? My friend and
tell
I wrote I Love You, Heidi on the sidewalk in San Diego, Mount Abernathy and Chateau Drive, wrote I Love You, Heidi, and then hid in the bushes. And when she was walking home from school, we yelled, look down. And then I wrote a song and played it for her into my little realistic tape recorder, a guitar with three strings on it, didn't know how to play, and I presented it to her as a song I wrote for her.
The 70s were a simpler time.
The 70s, but oh, yeah, it was. Shit.
Yeah, it was.
Shit.
Only the 70s had a
I would
like
pay.
That. Kids two, were adrift.
I would pay $2,000 to have that tape back. If anybody knows Heidi that lived on the corner of Mount Abernathy and Chateau in San Diego back then,
I
would pay $2,000 to have that back.
I think every fucked up young teenager did that kind of shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember my neighbor.
That does not go on anymore.
My neighbor
was
in a band.
It does. It's sexting.
They're too
now.
Busy with
no,
porn.
No, sexting is more embarrassing and more personal and more foolish than that.
I was like,
because at least that was charming.
No,
and sexting is
Jesus Christ,
it's pathetic.
It's like you, Tyler. I was 7. My neighbor, who used to babysit me, was in a band and he used to have sex with this girl all the time.
Jesus.
And I knew about it. I didn't see
God.
It or anything, but
nice.
I knew about it. And I was fascinated.
Nice.
By it. And I was talking to him through his window and.
Get it.
I was talking to him through his window. He's in his bedroom. And I remember doing it, but I don't know what compelled me to write Jim fucks Julie on his windowsill. And I knew that he would find out that I did that. Of course,
it's so interesting how little either of you have changed.
You know what I mean? I would never.
I like how matter of the fact it is Jim fucks Julie.
Why would I? Like, I just wanted him to know that I knew.
I wish you were a news broadcaster now and you could talk. That was your start, your origin.
Tell Drew what you feel about ladies.
Tell
about
me what?
No, I can't go into it right
what?
Now.
About what?
I just said I voiced my experience with women, with working with women who are in charge and leadership, was not as competent as working with men because they can't handle it. No, you can disagree with me.
That's that sound? That's the
I said
of
it's my experience. All these TV executives I worked with at certain big networks that were women couldn't handle it and they would cry often.
Yeah, but doesn't mean they couldn't handle it. They just cried.
No. They couldn't handle it.
The best part is, Drew, is he says, I'm 100% serious. If you ever talk to me in public about this,
I'll
will deny
it. Sure, yeah. You will. We'll bring out this tape, though. Don't worry.
Because this isn't in public.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night. Thank you guys for listening.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hey, that was the worst show we've ever done.
No, I thought that was good, actually. I feel good about it. I'm starting to enjoy.
Why are you guys doing them earlier now? We're tired. Yeah. You're doing